USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 280 retired diplomats, generals, and national security officials called on President Trump not to use the U.S. military for political ends, warning that American democracy is at risk. He said they're concerned about the use of military assets to intimidate and break up peaceful protesters in Washington, D.C. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he does not support invoking the Insurrection Act, even though President Trump has threatened to send in troops to states he believes are failing to quell unrest. As for the troops, they're just happy to be returning home.
All of our troopers are, you know, happy to have just come home from an overseas deployment, and they were ready and willing to come up here and do whatever was needed of them, but they'd rather be back in North Carolina getting ready for whatever's needed overseas.
As the U.S. military, we never want to deploy in the United States, whether it's for hurricane relief or anything else, because it means Americans are hurting, and that's not why we exist. We're happy to be going home.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Nearly five dozen Buffalo police officers, specially trained for civil unrest, resigned from the unit after two colleagues were suspended after a video surfaced appearing to show them shoving and seriously injuring a 75-year-old protester. Members of the Buffalo Police Department's emergency response team quit the task force after the fallout from the incident, which was caught on tape. A spokesman for Buffalo's mayor confirmed the mass resignation, but insisted the city streets would be protected. Better than expected job report prompted some top Republicans and advisors of President Donald Trump to argue that additional coronavirus aid may not be necessary. Stephen Moore, a conservative economist and Trump advisor, said the May numbers may be the best monthly jobs report in American history, emphasizing that additional federal spending to individuals, business, or states is probably unnecessary. The remarks cast fresh uncertainty on prospects of Congress passing another round of federal coronavirus aid. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.
There are new face mask guidelines, and USA's Wendy King has more.
There is some new guidance on face coverings just put out by the World Health Organization. The official name for masks or protective face coverings at this point is fabric masks. The new three-layer guidances are for the general public. Each layer of the mask is designed for a specific purpose. The inner layer should be an absorbent material, like cotton. The middle layer should be a non-woven material, like polypropylene. You can buy that very easily online. And finally, an outer layer of a non-absorbent material, such as polyester or a polyester blend.
John Elway said he's no longer standing on the sidelines and is joining with the players, coaches, and the organization in speaking up against racism, police brutality, and any injustice against the black community. The comments from the Denver Broncos general manager came in a lengthy Twitter post at the end of a rough week in which his head coach, Vic Fangio, drew widespread condemnation for suggesting that he didn't see any racism or discrimination in the NFL. Fangio apologized a day later. Several Broncos players and coaches are expected to gather for a march and speeches at the state capitol in downtown Denver. Elway went on to say he fully supports his players using any platform to call for change, and he suggested that sports can be much more than a distraction at this difficult time, and that we can all be part of the solution. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.